Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the beat to the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I want to welcome you to joining me here live in The Remix. Peace and greetings to you all out there from all over the world listening in. I see everyone getting themselves situated. I see you guys getting yourselves situated over on the phone lines, of course, and also the chat room is open. I do want to start out and just welcome you guys for joining me in the forum tonight and say thank you.
Thank you.
And peace and greetings to you. I want to give out the phone number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix, and you can come on over. If you're an international caller, no matter where you're calling from in the world, you are certainly welcome to come on over and join us in the forum tonight. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. I'm going to be taking your calls again tonight. I'll be taking your calls here live in the forum tonight, so you're certainly welcome to get on the phone lines as well, too, and joining us here in the forum tonight. Also, I want to give out the cosmic direction so you can get yourself over and you can come on over. The chat room is open. The Remix family is in the chat room. They are certainly here to make you feel welcome and right at home so you can bring yourself over and you can join us in chat. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked into the chat room. Welcome, everybody, on this Sunday night. It's March the 23rd, 2014, and what an amazing day it is. It is the day that definitely we want to put that goddess energy out there and send all of the divine love out there for the goddess aspect. The goddess Aset. This would be an ancient Kemet. This would be one of the festival times for her. And what a perfect time, because this is also when the world also recognizes Women's History Month. Now, Women's History Month, a real interesting thing for that. For those of us who are women, we know that that month is never ending. It's happening every single day and every moment. But I do want to send love to my sisters out there all over the planet doing some big things in all kinds of ways. So much love and big ups to all the sisters out there. I just want to send love to the mothers, to the sisters, you know, to the women. All of us walking around the globe, spreading our light and our love every single step of the way, supporting our men, our children, our women, and our communities, our families, and really just standing in our own true light, feminine energy represented in the physical form and being on the planet at this time. What an exciting damn time to be a fucking woman. It's an exciting time. Women are doing more things than absolutely anything that they want. The bar has never been set as high as it's been in this time for women to walk in their own light, whatever that light chooses to be, however they choose to express that in so many different ways and so many different angles. So, we're going to send some love to the sisters out tonight. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking about Welcome to the Dream World. And I got a special little treat for you guys because, you know, I've kind of been, you know how I have the Kundalini Lab. I've kind of been in the Kundalini Lab a little bit this weekend. It's been a busy weekend, so let me not get too far carried away. First thing I want to say on this beautiful weekend, I want to say much love to our brother and sister from the Forgotten Foods. I did get some emails. Some of you have stopped by. Many of you have reached out to them. You definitely want to do that. They came by, shared some love, shared a message with us, powerful message, and was able to show that reflection back to them. So blessings and love to our brother Bartunde and our sister Mayat of the Forgotten Foods for them coming by and sharing love, as always, on the remix. Big love to them. And then also Saturday night, woo, Self-Invested, you guys, is off the chain. It's a whole nother level, a whole nother level. I'm looking for something. Y'all know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something. Hold on. I'm about to start breaking out in song on a minute, but I can't find what I'm looking for. But welcome to Self-Invested, you guys. I want to share a special little treat for you, something that I'm working on. And I don't like to share things that are not done. I don't. I really don't. That's one of the things I don't want to do. But I'm going to share this with you guys because I'm kind of playing around with it, and I want to know what you guys think. It's about Welcome to the Dream World. It really is about something that I just kind of connected with, feel passionate about. It's still about the work, and I think you guys will get a treat out of it. Once it's completed, you will get a chance to hear it in its entirety, and we'll all get to kind of jam with it. And just kind of celebrate that moment. Celebrate that moment. Yeah. Just celebrate that. Okay. So let's see. Let's see here. Let's see if we can get some things together here. Welcome, everybody. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated, and I see you getting yourself pulled up. Welcome to our international listeners out there listening from all over the world. I just want to say peace and love to you. So glad to have you join us here live in the forum, in the remix, and it's a beautiful thing. It's always a beautiful thing when we come together and we get in this amazing portal energy, and we're able to share with each other and just learn so much. And, you know, anytime I hear a story or I get an email from you guys and you're telling me how something you heard inspired you to take a class, it inspired you to take your life to the next level, or it made your day that much more brighter, or it helped you to have that epiphany, or you had that aha moment, or you've come to realize something, it certainly touches my heart, because that's a big part of what the platform is about, and sharing that love with each other. So we're going to listen to this little bit here, and then I'm going to have you guys tell me what you think. Like I said, it's not done yet. It's certainly not done yet. But, you know, y'all are family. You know, y'all are family. So I can share these things with family as they come. I can share it with family. So we're going to listen to this, and then, you know, then we're going to talk about it a little bit. And then we're going to go straight to the phone lines. So here we go. Okay. So I was laying in bed, right? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something just shook me and said, "Wake up, girl. Wake your ass up. Get up." I opened my eyes, and all I seen was darkness. That was it. I went to go reach to kind of get myself situated in the bed, you know, kind of position myself to get up, and I couldn't feel the bed. There was nothing there. So immediately I went to go stand up, and as I'm standing up, I'm not feeling the ground. I'm taking my hands and I'm covering my eyes to try to figure out where the hell am I? So, I open my eyes. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that I've been thrust or thrown or taken into a different portal or being somewhere else, but this was different. I mean, everything about this was different. Like, I went to bed, and I was laying in my bed, but now, where am I? So I looked around. I looked around everywhere. There was nothing there. I couldn't see anything. I mean, completely darkness. I'm talking about pitch black dark. I couldn't see anything. So I said, okay. All right, girl, get yourself together. Come on now. Use your internal senses to figure out where the hell are you. I looked around everywhere. Couldn't see anything. I couldn't feel my nightstand. Absolutely nothing. There was nothing there. So, all of a sudden, I hear somebody calling my name. So I hear, Blue. Blue. I'm looking around. I still don't see shit. Like, I don't see nothing. And then all of a sudden, this light starts to shine. So I look towards the light. And, you know, I kind of had a flash, and I went back to kind of when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I used to have these dreams about the light and, you know, people coming to my window at night trying to get me to go with them. And I remember my mother saying, whatever you do, you never go towards the light. But I'm thinking to myself, that's bullshit, because I've learned since then, you know? I'm fucking Miss Blue, you know? I understand what the light is, so I gather everything I have, and I start to walk towards the light. Now, I'm walking towards the light, but I can't even feel the ground I'm walking on, so am I really walking, floating? I don't know what the hell is going on, and I keep going towards the light. Get closer and closer. Now, as I get closer and closer to the light, all of a sudden, all right, that's it. That's as far as I got, you guys, but don't worry, more to come. More to come, you guys. So how was it? Did you guys enjoy that? I can't wait to finish telling y'all the story. I cannot wait to finish, you guys. I didn't mean to leave you guys in suspense. I just, that had you leaning in, Blue. I told you guys, Look, yes, it was adventurous. I cannot wait until you guys hear the rest of it. I just want to share. I'm going to share the rest. I promise I'm going to share the rest of it. And, whew, man, it was a trip. It was a trip, you guys. What is it called? I don't know what it's called. It's just called, you know, in the dark. I was in the dark. So you guys will see the rest as it unfolds. And, yeah, you know, so many of you I know have had that same experience as well, too. And thank you. You guys love when I tell stories. Well, I'm going to start putting them out because I really want to do this, and I was inspired by something that I heard. I don't really have the skill set. Like, I'm not a real mix master. You know, not really. But I'll try my best. Well, I'm not going to try. I'm going to do what I can, and I'm going to put it out there. And it's not perfect, so I'm not a mix master. But I want you guys to, I want you guys to be able to hear it and be able to feel it. And I know you can. So you guys enjoyed it. So we're going to be talking about tonight, and I'll be taking your calls tonight. We're going to be talking about the dream world. Now, we know that there's really kind of two dream worlds, you know, and we have the dream world of when we lay down at night and you close your eyes and we go into that place where we begin to dream. That's a dream world. And also where we are right now, this moment, this is the dream world. You know, some would say that 99% of everything that is here is an illusion and only... Oh, I like that. I like that, LeBlue. And only 1% is actually the real world. So we're living in the illusion, which in a sense is kind of a dream world. And when we go within, that is really where the real world is. So whatever world you want to discuss tonight is what we're going to be talking about. Y'all are still tripping. Whatever you are discussing, we're going to, whatever dream world you're discussing, we're going to talk about it here tonight. I'll be taking your calls here tonight. We can talk about that. But I wanted to kind of share that with you guys. It does my heart well that you guys can really identify with it and you are enjoying it because I will... Yeah, I will finish it and let you guys hear it. And more things to come. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I see so many of you on the phone line already and also so many of you in the chat room as well, getting yourself situated. If you're a guest and you're joining us here for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. And if you're in the chat room and you're a guest, all you have to do is scroll down, click the link at the bottom where it says sign up. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Sign up, tell us who you are, and then come on in and make yourself right at home because we're in the remix. I got my Buddha cup here again tonight with me and just, you know, kind of sipping on a little bit of magic here, a little bit of golden magic, as I call it, and just chilling here tonight, and we're going to continue, and we'll continue to take some calls here tonight and to do some things tonight. Welcome to the remix. I see you guys all out there, and it's just an honor. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, listen to a little bit of music. I just kind of wanted to drop that on you. I wanted to drop that on you guys, and like I said, just so glad it was so beautifully received. Yeah.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So now, you know, we definitely need to get ourselves up and kind of, you know, get ourselves up so we can kind of move around and, you know, do our thing. Get up and just kind of move our energy around. I think it's a good time to do that no matter where you're at in the world. All of our international listeners out there, I thank you guys so much for tuning in and sending your emails because that's important. That's important, and I thank you guys for always reaching out and connecting. Don't forget that today is Sunday. Order for the Kim deck goes in today. If you don't know about the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, like where in the cosmos have you been, and why don't you have it? Because you need to have it. It's a way to stay current. It's a way to activate your psychic muscles and to do all kinds of things. I want to give big shouts out to all of our Remix family all over the world from each corner of the world, no matter where you're listening from. I want to thank you for calling. Thank you for supporting and coming and showing up and showing out every single time that you're near. And then also big ups to the self-invested family and so many new self-invested members coming on board as well. I want to say big ups to all of you. We had an amazing class this weekend with Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience that also does the soul alignment readings and the soul cycle calendars, which many of you have gotten still in line to get. and it is amazing things. And boy, he put it down this weekend. We did the astro walk with God around the cosmic astro walk through all the zodiac signs, and it really got a clear understanding about who we are and our world that we're living in and everyone in our soul group. It was amazing. I enjoyed it. It was so powerful, and so many of you guys were there. So big ups to you guys. And also much love to my priestess, my divine priestess out there. And you guys still going over to the Facebook wall. I see hundreds of you have taken parts of the articles and you've been able to use it in the week that we call detoxing, which was more about detoxing. It was about cleansing. It was about energizing. It was about getting into your life. It was about understanding who you are. It was about everything about growing and showing up and being present in this moment that we are calling spring, and really to rid yourself of anything in your physical, mental, and spiritual body. So if you didn't get over to the Remix Radio page, I certainly want to invite you to get yourself over there and definitely take a look at that and take a look at that and go get yourself over there, because it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I want to give a big shout out to everybody on Twitter. I don't tweet much, but when I do, and I see so much cool shit over there that you guys are tweeting, I just sometimes I'm just sitting. Sometimes I'll just snuggle up on the couch or in the bed and just kind of flip through Twitter a little bit. You know, I have to give a confession to that. And it just brings a smile to my face, a laugh, and sometimes some jacked up ass comments, but it's all good. It's all good. I love to kind of use those social medias like that just to have fun and just be present in the moment. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight. So I want everybody to get up because we need to move around. I don't know about you guys. I kind of was on a conference call with some amazing sisters tonight doing some building from all across the globe here. And it was powerful. I did a little bit of that earlier today, then chilled out with Baby Blue for a while and just kind of chilled out to myself. Went in the lab a little bit, the Kundalini lab, and just kind of laid down what you guys are listening to there, just kind of doing a little bit of that, of just kind of mixing some things together. So let's get up, let's get up, let's move our bodies some more. And if we haven't today, or maybe some of you have been moving and it's time for you to stop moving, but this will be your last move. Just kind of shake that energy up a little bit. So we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to get right into the share. Welcome to the dream world. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's going to get you locked in. If you're an international caller calling from all over the world, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you on the line. Oh, and by the way, you can Skype in. That's cool. Skype on in. Skype into the Remix, and that's going to get you locked in, too. You can use Skype, and you can get on the line. Or you could come join us in chat. We love to have you over here also. The family's in the house and doing it in a big way. So here we go. Here we go. it. That's it. Don't stop till you get enough. Of course, to our brother, Michael Jackson. I'll shade to you, Michael. And it's just so beautiful to feel his energy. And anytime you hear, see, sense, feel, just come in contact with anything connected with him, it is simply amazing. Michael Jackson actually showed up in our priestess group this week, so I thought that would be really, really nice just to kind of bring some of that energy over here. Yeah, the priestess was off the hook with it. Yeah, they, whoo, yeah, yeah. Yeah, one day we'll tell you guys that story. They're doing some amazing things, those beautiful priestess. All right, so we're going to go straight to the phone lines, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in. I don't know. Like, I can't put my finger on it, which is a good thing. You know, I always feel good when I'm in the remix and I'm with my soul group. That's a power. That's some powerful shit right there. But I don't really know. Like, I don't know. Ah, you like it when I don't know, OT? I don't know. Like, I'm almost, I don't know what's going to happen when I press the phone line. Like, I don't know. So let's go to the phone lines and see what's good and see who's on the line. So we're going to go to the caller. We're going to be calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oops. Hold on. I feel like I'm about to sing a song. Hold on. Okay, let's go to the caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Good evening. It's Nakia. Good night, actually.
Oh, greetings to you, Nakia. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay, greetings to you, Nakia. And so what's good for you?
A lot of things are good, but I have a question. I actually just ordered the deck. I got it maybe about 3 weeks ago. I've been working with it.
Oh, it's beautiful. The Kim deck. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been going well, but I think it's raising more questions.
Well, I can tell you this. My sensory is very, very high tonight. So anyone, I need you guys to kind of help me out. When you come on the line, I want you to bring your energy, whatever that is. Just kind of bring it. Kind of come. No need to be scared. Just be where you are. The number one thing that I'm going to tell you, because I'm taking a look at your energy, and instantly the thing that I see, and you may remember this. You remember the two little, what do you call them, knock 'em, sock 'em robots? You know, the little robots that used to fight. One was blue and one was red, and they would get in the ring together, and you would, the boys would hit them, and they would pop their heads off. Maybe you're too young for that, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know the game.
Okay, well, this is the first thing that comes. You need to choose your battles, and this is why you're having so much of this drama chaos in your life. But let's not put the word drama, because drama is not a bad thing. Chaos, though, this is why you're having sort of this struggle, because you're not choosing your battles. And so everything is a struggle for you. You're getting into conflicts with people that you've never gotten into conflicts with, correct?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. So let me tell you what's happening, Nakia, so you can see this really, 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 you see this so clear. This will make so much sense for you. You're going to have to start choosing your battles. One, don't argue over everything. You understand what I'm saying? It's not even worth your energy and your time, because what it's doing is you're using that energy. And you're taking that vital energy and you're using it, and it's impacting what you're trying to manifest. So what's happening is, like, let's say the argument you had yesterday, that argument is stopping you from things getting accomplished and done today, because that energy that you would have used to manifest or to do or create things here, you have used that energy somewhere else. So you need to choose your battles, because you're not really trying to win every single little battle. It's about the war. And if these things are not directly tied to your principles, and here's another thing, if it doesn't have nothing to do with you, you need to learn how to mind your business.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Tough to hear, but you really do. A lot of this shit ain't none of your business. Stop getting in the middle of it. Stop trying to tell your opinion on everything. No one cares. They don't. Stop it. Because it's taking you from your bigger picture. Because you have some things that you got to complete within the next 3 months, and you're not working on it because you're being distracted. See, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So was that clear enough for you?
Yes, that was. Oh, my God, that is amazing. I mean, I knew, but you know.
Yeah.
And it's been like the last maybe 3 weeks or so, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
With the distractions. Absolutely. I'm doing it. I know.
That's right. Stop. That's all you got to do. Focus on what you got to do. And sometimes when people tell you stuff, you know what your response is? It's like the song. Just nod your head. Go, okay. That's it. That's it. You ain't got nothing else to say. Nothing. Nothing to say about it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if they tell you, girl, you shouldn't be doing this. Okay, well, thank you. That's it.
Wow.
That's it. Because it's a distraction. And you got some serious work you got to get done in the next couple of months. You need to get on your A game and start manifesting your shit. Leave all of that to them. Leave it to them.
Oh, my God. Yep, you answered like 99.9% of it. I have one more question.
Yes.
There's someone, I feel like I have to like detox from him, and we've been separated for some time, but it just feels like, I don't know, I can't get rid of him.
Well, the whole point of it is it's not even about trying to get rid of a person. You understand what I'm saying? That whole facade of you got to get rid of him. Well, he's gone. You're gone. You guys have rid yourself in a sense. You understand what I'm saying? But it really is an opportunity for you to reflect on those things that were really good and those lessons that you learned. And so a lot of times when we think we need to rid ourselves with someone, we need to really strengthen the bond, but we need to put the energy in its proper place.
Okay. I get
Does that make sense? So it's
yes,
not
it
about
does.
Trying to pretend he never existed and get away from me and I never want to see you and blah, 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 blah. No, that's child's play. It's about recognizing that when you were there, you were 100% committed to being, well, not 100%, but you were committed at a time. I'm sorry. The spirits is talking to me. Okay, so you were committed a little bit while you were there.
Oh, no. That's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. You were committed a little bit while you were there. But really just take the good things, because it was a lot of beautiful things that you learned, you've grown from, you understand, you have a sense of connection for. So instead of taking it and trying to make it trash, because when we do that kind of things, guess who we're really throwing in the trash bin?
Myself.
A part of ourselves. And then it makes it that much more difficult in new relationships and even to begin to move on, because, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Because the truth of the matter is, when we want to start talking about mates or our ex-mates of being effed up people and they full of shit and they did this and they did that, then how would you attract somebody that jacked up? You understand? You had to be in that same place right there with them.
Yep.
You understand? So just
yes,
like
I
you're
do.
Allowing yourself to grow and you're allowing yourself to change, it's not necessarily about, you know, I hear so much about people wanting to cut cords. And on some levels, I get it, but on other levels, it really isn't, I haven't found really that to be a very strong thing to do. But what I have found is that to take these cords that sometimes, as women, we have these cords we think is tied to our hearts, but it's really tied to our vajayjays, you see. That's where the cord really is. Let's just keep it 100. The cord ain't in our hearts. It's in our vajayjays. And so we can take that cord and truly put it in the place of unconditional love.
Yeah.
You see, unconditional love, you know? So that's more important, to have that unconditional love. And unconditional love allows things. It allows people to freely move on with their lives and you freely to move on with yours if that so need to be the case. And what you can do is you can actually sit down and you can write a letter, write a very loving letter to that person. Write a loving letter and let them know that, you know, your time together was very special. You learned a lot, but you are really allowing them an opportunity to move on and yourself to move on. And then take that letter, and you can either burn the letter or you can dispose of it in some running water. And even if you want to use the toilet and hit flush twice, like, that works.
Okay.
That works.
Flush twice. Yeah. Okay. One more question. I wanted to know, what is my soul group?
Baby girl, your soul group is the remix. What are you talking about?
Okay. I mean, no, not soul group, my soul number. That's
You're not talking about soul number. You're talking about the level soul that you are.
That you are.
That's what you mean. What soul level? You know, I'm going to do, hold on a second, one second. I'm trying to find my self-invested bell, and I don't know where it is, but I bet you Baby Blue moved it. And I can't get to it right now. Hold on. But it's bothering me. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. But I have it. There you go.
Okay.
To do that. I don't know why. The freaking bell. I had to do it. I'm sorry. I just had to do it. I just didn't feel like we were doing what we needed to do. if I didn't do it. And so let me tell you, you're more of a level soul, 7 soul. And the reason I'm going to say a level 7 soul for me, I feel that you are, is because you got a lot of curiosity. You're curious about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So even in the beginning, did you hear the piece that I played about a dream I was having?
Yes, I did.
You was all into that shit. You was like, oh, yes, like, wow, Miss Blue. Get it in. Like, I could see that. Because you're real curious. That's one of the things. And you have a lot of creative energy, which is a really, really strong point. And you're very intense, especially when it comes to matters of the heart. Very, very intense. But on the other side, your ass is complicated as hell. You're hard to get along with.
Okay.
You're very hard to get along with. And a lot of that is because you've been here enough times, and I'll just kind of give you the short on this. You've been here enough times that you know a lot, yet some of it you haven't uncovered. This is why the curiosity is there. And then it's still a lot of shit you don't know. And so that is where some of your insecurity comes in. So you kind of have this internal battle with yourself a lot of times, and then a lot of times it manifests itself on the outside. So, for instance, you're the type of person, if two people are arguing and fighting, you will walk up and say, "What's going on? What y'all fighting about?" You understand? So this is what I want you to do, because level 7 souls carry a lot, a hell of a lot of intuition, very clairvoyant. This is your shit right here. Work those psychic muscles so that you can stop being nosy and you can know. And then you'll get rid of all of the insecurities.
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, you need to work that, because it's a strong point for you. And, you know, just recognize that, hey, it's okay for me not to know. And it's okay for me not to know that. And then stop being so complicated. You understand? Stop trying to, you know, meet somebody and size up their whole life in 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Thank you so very much.
Woo. You're welcome. Well, peace and love. Let me know how it's going. And remember what I said, choose your battles. Don't waste your time.
Yes.
Choose your battles, girl. Choose your battles. All right. Yeah, peace and love.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hold the line. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling
Hi.
From.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Latifa calling from Georgia.
Okay. Greetings to you, Latifa from Georgia.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Okay. So do I ask you a question, or are you asking me a question? What's going on, or...
You press 1, so you tell me what you want to know. This is the remix. I'm the host.
Right. Okay, so my question is, before I actually started my detox, I was going through some, I noticed like rashes and like peeling of my skin. So... What I wanted to know is that part of a transformation or something, or what's been going on, or is this something internal?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple of things with detoxes. Detoxes are interesting, because one of the things that happen when we start to look at detoxes on the physical level, most people, I could tell you energetically, if I go in their energy before they actually started a detox, a physical detox with foods or maybe raw foods or juices or whatever the detox is, they already started an internal detox. Mentally. And so if you listen to your body's natural rhythm, your body is telling you to detox a lot of things that are happening with you. One of the things that I'll tell you about the rash that you're getting, two things. One, shedding old skin. This is about shedding old skin. It's about dreams coming true and dreams that you've left. Dreams that you no longer dream about. And this was a part of you shedding that. Rashes are also about shit that irritate the hell out of you, too. Yeah. Yeah. That's
right.
A big part of what happens with rashes. Now, once you start to detox, there's a couple of things, because we talked about this with the forgotten foods last night. But one thing I want to say that keeps coming up to me is I keep getting this scene, and when this scene doesn't come up often, this scene of my brother, I tell this story on the remix, that when I was young, my brother used to scare me every day behind the door in the same place. Every day I would come home from school, he would come from behind the door and go boom, like that. And I would jump every single day, like he did it for years. And my mother pulled me in the kitchen one day and said, "When are you going to realize it's your brother behind the door?"
Right.
Like he was scared. You scared so much. So that scene kind of flashed in my face. And let me ask you, are you kind of paranoid? You're a paranoid person. What are you so damn scared of? Who's coming to get you? The boogeyman? You got your brother behind the door, too. Who's coming to get you?
I don't know. I never realized that. Wow. No, that never crossed my mind.
But you have a lot of that energy of being sort of kind of paranoid or fearful or being scary, you know? And even if it's not a physical scared, like you're scared of something physically, internally, having that fear.
Okay, that's something to look at.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't want you to look at it, because if you don't see it, then you don't see it. But take it for what it's worth, because in your heart you know truth.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. So, where were we? About the detox. This is something that we talked about with the forgotten foods. A lot of times what can happen when you start to detox, different things are coming out of your skin and out of your pores. I'm looking at you, and this isn't your first detox, correct?
Right. I usually detox once or twice a year. So all of this stuff was occurring before I started detox.
Mm-hmm. A lot of this is occurring before, but this is directly connected to dreams coming true and dreams that have not come true up until this particular point, and dreams that you no longer choose to dream.
Okay.
How can you relate to that? Because you keep telling me okay, and okay is a disconnect statement. It's like a defense mechanism. It's almost like somebody trying to walk in the door and you pushing it close when you say okay.
Well, because I do dream a lot, and there's some dreams that I've been dreaming, and I'm trying to stop dreaming about those because it's stuff that's already happened in the past, so I keep going back to those dreams. So I've been trying to stop doing that.
And I choose it. It's not a good dream. I mean, you know, like your door is not being kicked open by Denzel Washington and he's not meeting you in the bedroom. So these are not happy dreams we're talking about, correct?
Well, yes.
Yes, what?
Mm-hmm. They're not.
They're not right. So I want you to kind of see this. I know that you can hear this because you called in, and I'm sure you want this answer. And that is that this is where the paranoia energy is coming from. The anxiety is coming from. Does it make sense now?
Okay. From the dream. All right.
So tell me about this dream that you can't stop dreaming, that you want to stop dreaming.
There are several of them. I know when I'll lay down and then they'll just start coming to me and I'll start dreaming about them.
Mm-hmm. You said there are things of the past that you want to stop dreaming about. Tell me about the dreams.
They're exes of my ex-boyfriend.
Ah. I take it none of them were Denzel. Y'all thought I just pulled that shit out my hat. Y'all better listen. Y'all better listen close. It's a message in here. It's a message. So you're dreaming about these exes, and you want to stop dreaming about them because?
Because the relationship was over, so dreaming about why they keep reoccurring back into my life.
And this will go back to those dreams I told you that were not coming true that you've given up on. Does it make sense now?
Yes.
Thank you. And I say that for you so that you can go back and hear this, because sometimes what happens is that when we're faced with the answer, we don't really want it. See, the beautiful thing about getting a reading is that you get a chance to get your reflection. This ain't my reflection because, see, I was telling y'all about my dream earlier, and my dream, you know, it's a trip, but it's not like your dream. You understand what I'm saying? So this is about your reflection of this, and now you get a chance to see it. You get to hear what it's like. You get to get your validation of it, and you get to see it for what it really is.
Right. Okay.
So, So this dream that you keep dreaming about your exes, and you want to know why are you constantly dreaming about your exes, I want you to think back to what we talked about at first. You're shedding old skin. You're shedding old skin. You're releasing old things from you. You're shedding them. So the real question is, do you want to shed them? What is it there in those dreams that the message is? Why is it irritating the hell out of you to reflect on those dreams?
Because they're still popping up in my life, like they're still around.
Okay. And you don't want them around.
Well, it's not that. I understand that whatever relationship we had, it didn't work, I understand that. But as far as a friend relationship or anything of that nature, I'm okay with that. We don't have, you know, that's fine. I don't hate you or anything. It's nothing of that. So, but I don't, like, they'll go away and then they'll come back. It's like a time period.
Yeah, they go away and they come back because they want to see, have you really found out who you are? They go away and they come back. You want a friendship. They want more than the friendship because they're with somebody else and they haven't chosen you. And so it's a lot of pain there for you. And that's the irritation. But now they're coming back as though they want you again. And then they'll leave, and then they'll come back, and the cycle continues.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Why are you saying, wow, okay?
Because that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a game. I hope you didn't call in here and think, you know, it was... It wasn't real.
Oh, no. I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, and I know you're ready for it. So this is the time for you because your dreams are coming back up to let you know that you have a chance to finally get out of this circle jerk, finally out of it, to really recognize who you are, the woman that you've become. You understand those relationships, regardless of how they ended, it didn't take away from you, but it added to the essence of who you are. The lessons that you learned are invaluable. You understand they're worth its weight in gold. You're worth your weight in gold, which is a whole hell of a lot. If you haven't, check out the prices of gold. Gold is some expensive shit these days. You understand? And so you have to definitely begin to start living your life like it's golden, and you have to start investing in you and stop waiting for investors. You understand? Stop waiting for investors. Stop waiting for someone else to invest in you to tell you your value. You have to start telling yourself how much you value who you are because you don't value you, not very much. Your value is placed upon the man that's standing next to you. But hold on. I get it. Because that's a very powerful position to be in. Very powerful position to be in. But you want someone who's standing next to you to compliment you and you to be able to compliment them. So you have to start investing in yourself, and you have to start valuing yourself. And when you do that, they will no longer want shit to do with your ass again. And that's a good thing, because then you can move on to your true value. And you'll be able to recognize that into anyone that you meet. But stop devaluing yourself. So your dreams are coming to allow you an opportunity to shed your skin and to know that you have value yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deep but true, my sister. Deep but true.
Okay.
All right.
I have one more quick question. I just want to know what level.
What's your soul level? That's what you want to know.
Yes.
You know what? I promise you guys, I'm going to do a show on it. I will.
Yes.
I promise you I will. Here's what I really want you to do. I really want you to start investing in yourself. I do. I want you to do that. And I promise you, I'm going to give you your soul level. I'm not going to give it to you right now because I want you to start investing in who you are. Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me, you thank me for holding that, because see, when you come back, you're really going to be able to receive it. I want you to just kind of swallow what we talked about here right now. I do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I look forward to hearing from you. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. That's going to be a badass sister right there. Watch what I tell you. She bad now. She just don't know it. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code. Let's go to area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Dina, I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, a lot of ATL in the house tonight. Did you say Dina?
Dina, yes, I did.
Okay, greetings to you, Dina.
Greetings.
I can't hear. Do you have me on speaker? Because I can't hear you. I'm getting a bad little, like.
Okay. I just took it off speaker. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you clear. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. My question is, I've been doing a lot of work, maybe the last year or two, and all of a sudden I just feel like I'm going backwards. I feel like I'm doing everything that I've done all over again. It's like, so I just want to know, like, where I am and if I'm moving backwards.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of work have you been doing?
A lot of releasing, a lot of clearing work, doing a lot of work with my chakras, mm-hmm. and just really getting things, getting me balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I guess, working to find out my gifts and my talents.
Mm-hmm. Well, there goes one of your gifts and talents right there. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me stay out of people's sacred space. Let me stay out of people's sacred spaces really quick. Well, two things I will tell you. Your energy is really, really beautiful. A lot of purple, a lot of indigo light, a lot of gold light, which is really a beautiful combination. That the energy is around you. Now, one of the things that I will tell you is when you say you feel like you're going back in circles, here's a couple of things to happen. It's a process. And a lot of times I see these particular patterns that will happen when I'm doing readings for brothers and sisters in personal one-on-one sessions, is that you will do some work and then the lesson will come. So a lot of times we're doing all of this work and we're like, oh, we balancing our chakras and, you know, we clearing and we releasing and we're doing this and we're doing that. But the same shit is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Two things. One, what are you doing it for? That's That's like number one uno that you got to know. You can't balance a chakra just to balance it. Like, what you balancing it for? You know, you got to kind of go behind the scenes and recognize that all these things are connected to each other. And then here's the other thing. Once you've got the lesson, you got to kind of take the test. You're going to be tested with it. What happens for most of us is we work this shit like some of us used to work church. When we in church, we know the shit hands down. Mm-hmm. When we outside of church, we don't know what we free falling. We don't have a damn clue what the hell to do. So this is about you recognizing how everything does come full circle. That these things do come full circle. And so if you're balancing your chakra, like tell me one of the chakras you felt you had the hardest time with that you knew you needed to bring some sort of harmony, balance, or something to. What chakra?
Definitely that would be my sacral chakra. That's the one that's worked with me.
Mm-hmm. That sacral be getting us, sisters. That's sacral, something else. And so why were you balancing that sacral chakra so much? A lot of sexual things gone bad?
Not really. Well, just never being connected with that energy. Being raised around all these boys and being the only girl, I never really fully embraced that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started bothering it, like all kinds of stuff came up. So it's the one chakra that I work, and then I kind of step away from, and then go back to because it's like wow, where is all this stuff coming from?
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what other work did you do with the sacral chakra? What were some of the other things you did?
I've done some. What did she call it? I think it's like a womb cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that one on the inside. I do a lot of Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then
good.
Just I listen to the chakra meditation
mm-hmm.
for that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and so
it.
So, again, here we are again, because I was talking with the sister again. We're still in the vajayjay with all of this. We're still in the vajayjay. So you doing all this cleansing and clearing, and not that the vajayjay don't need it sometimes, but I want you to talk to me about, because the sacral chakra is more than just your sexual energy.
It is. I do notice when I'm working with it, my intuition is at like its highest peak, which I kind of block it. A lot of times because I'll hear things and I'm like, oh, that's mean to think that. So I kind of shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I notice my creativity peaks.
Mm-hmm. And that's connected with creativity. Here's a portion of it I want you to begin to take note to. Here's a couple of things. One, the root and the solar plex chakra makes up the sacral chakra. So you got to kind of work with all of those. They go together. You understand? And a mm-hmm. lot of things that was happening to you in your life had to do with trust.
Yeah.
You got trust issues. So, mm-hmm. you know, because of that trust issues, it has impacted absolutely every single area of your life. But the main thing that I want you to do is to, when you're doing this work, really recognizing why you're doing it and how you can begin to apply it. That's what we call the alchemy of it, so that you can see these lessons showing up in your life and not just in your vajayjay. That's an important thing, but not just that sexual energy. Sometimes, remember, our whole body, our life force energy, is all sexual energy. Everything is sexual energy. So every single one of our chakras is about sexual energy. Our whole body is made up of sexual energy. We came together through sexual energy. So that is something that is forever flowing, even though we have dominant portals for that, and particularly us as women, we have domino portals, but that's everything of it.
Okay.
You see, that's absolutely everything. But I want you to really kind of pay attention to your feelings and your emotions, because this is sort of what's sparking these things. And take a look at how that energy is sitting there with you, because when it comes to trusting, you have a problem with trusting. So if I were to ask you right now, how many people in your life do you trust? How many?
Probably two.
Two people.
And one is my mother. Two people.
One is your mother. And who's the other person? You don't have to say a name,
the
but
other
just
is me sometimes. That's my biggest issue, is trusting myself. And I thought it was a distrust of people, but it's not. It's trusting myself to choose and attract the right people. So my trust issue is with myself. Like, I don't feel like I make the best, or maybe I give a little bit too much when I feel that I shouldn't. Feelings, emotions. Okay.
Yeah. The feelings and the emotions. Well, here's one of the things that I want you to know. Trust. There. You say you don't trust yourself. You trust yourself sometimes, but not 100% of the time. But the two people, you trust your mother and you trust yourself. So that means you really only trust 2% of you. You don't trust yourself at all. And that's where I want you to start to begin your work. And then you'll see how all of these things come together. Really sit down. I call them magical statements, and write some affirming statements. Write some things. You know, you can start them out, put your own words in there and how it feels well to you, and put things like, I trust myself. You know, I am safe in the world. I am safe. I make good decisions, and I can trust myself in everything that I do and I say. So start to write those and use those affirming words. But the chakra that I'm most concerned about with you is your heart chakra. It has nothing to do with your sacral chakra. Yeah, your heart chakra. And, you know, because interesting enough, if I look at your heart chakra, it looks pretty healthy. It's pretty open. It's there. You are definitely a giver. You are a giver. You will give. But you're not a very good receiver. And that's the backside of the chakra. You're not a good receiver at all. And when that happens, what happens is it causes our life force energy to begin to spill out of us. The large portal in the human body and the physical energetic human body is the heart chakra. The back portal is the largest. There is none larger. Everybody's trying to pull shit up through their sacral chakra or pull it up through their pineal or their crown chakra, but the heart chakra, the back of the heart chakra, is where the real fucking magic happens. And this is why all of our mystics and everyone says that that portal is where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. And it's one of the hardest ones for us as human beings to really begin to bring into harmony. So imagine, as I'm talking to you now, I can even see the energy flowing out of you, slowing down from the front and the back. Is to begin to trust yourself. But I'll tell you this, you have trust issues, and you hit it right on the head. You don't have trust issues with anybody else, because anybody can come up to you and trick you out of anything. They can trick you out your drawers real quick. You'll come out the panties quick for a trick. You will. But you don't trust yourself, and you're right. That's a bigger problem, because you trust everyone else but yourself, and you've got to learn how to start trusting yourself. So that portal in the back, I want you to imagine, if you love butterflies, imagine butterflies flying in towards the back of your back, you know, right between your shoulder blades. That's where that portal is, flying in towards the back and really affirming that you can trust yourself 100%. Because you're right, you have been reckless with you, and it's not because you don't trust other people, it's because you don't trust yourself, and you trust absolutely everyone else.
Wow.
That's a lack of self-esteem, which is the solar plex chakra. So I want you to work with those lower ones. Your work is doing good, but I want you to really get down to the root cause of what's going on. And these are self-esteem issues. And even though you're a beautiful sister, you don't believe it until somebody else tells you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So real talk here tonight for the sisters. Real talk for us.
Mm-hmm.
So start to affirm that. You know, do some mirror work and stop looking at your vajayjay in the mirror. It's nothing wrong with your vajayjay. I need you to look at you in the mirror. Look yourself in the eyes. I want you to affirm your own self-esteem, your own self-worth and who you are and the things that you've accomplished and how you can trust yourself and the things that you're doing.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you. Let us know how that's going, and keep doing your work. Keep doing your work. Don't stop doing your work. That is a beautiful thing, and you're a very beautiful sister to bring that work to light. So keep doing your work. Just make sure that you understand at the root why you're doing this work for yourself. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. Boy, the sisters is calling in. Where the brothers at? The brothers scared to call in tonight? Where y'all at? Let's go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. 615?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Greetings. Who's on the phone line, please?
Hi. My name is JR. I'm actually calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, Jay, I cannot hear you. I'm getting some static in the background, Jay. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff going on, Jay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Sorry about that, Ms. Blue.
That's okay. What's good for you, Jay, calling in from Nashville?
Well, thank you for taking my call tonight, Ms. Blue. I really appreciate it. Really, in a nutshell, the reason why I called in is because I feel that I'm all over the place. I just don't really feel like I'm real centered or really too much comforted with myself. I'll start a new job tomorrow while really going real good with my job tomorrow, and I'm having second thoughts about it. It's like, it's weird because with everything that's going on with me in my life, my career, my dreams, my goals, my ambitions, everything I want to do, it's like I always kind of second guess it. It's like I have this real burst of, oh my God, it's going to be great, I'm going to soar, I'm going to be amazing. Then as soon as I have that thought, another thought that comes along like, no, you're not. This is what realistically is going to happen. You're going to fail. And I want to get some type of balance with myself. I guess I'm really calling tonight to find out really where my energy's at and how can I do to improve myself to really get myself out of this funk that I feel that I'm in and really be the best that I can be for myself and as far as the things I wish to accomplish.
Wow, Jay, you said that like a speech. Like, I want to go, woo! Give it up for Jay, y'all. Give it up for Jay. Give it up.
Oh,
come
wow.
on and give it up for Jay. No, and I'm teasing you, Jay, but.
Well, you made me laugh. You made me
okay,
laugh. That
well,
made me feel
good,
better.
Good. I'm glad. I wanted you to laugh. But here's the first thing I want you to do, Jay. And this is true. When I get in your energy, my chest gets heavy and it gets tight.
Mm-hmm.
I get very, very tight in there. And, you know, it's a picture, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, Jay. It's floating around on the internet, and sometimes if you go into some of those stores that sell hair care products, if you've ever been privileged to walk into one of those stores with a sister or a mama or somebody or your girl, and it's one of those pictures, and I'm not sure who the artist is, but they got a picture of a brother, and he's grabbing hold of his shirt, and he takes it, and he's, like, ripping his shirt like he's coming out of it. Have you ever seen that picture of the brother?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yes, I do. I think I have seen that picture before, the image.
Yes. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get you one of those good Hanes T-shirts, you know, that Michael Jordan used to advertise back in the day. Woo! Do y'all remember them commercials? Hanes never looked so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I want you to get you one of those T-shirts. I want you to get one of those, yeah, there you go, one of those tagless T-shirts. And you probably can find it, depending on your state, you can find it at the gas station, dollar store, Walmart, somewhere like that. And I want you to put that T-shirt on. And here's what I want you to do, because you look like a pretty strong brother. It's, especially your upper body looks like it's real, like you don't have to work out, but you just got that physique, you know?
Well, thank you.
I take that as
a yes. I'm trying to be modest.
Yeah. So I want you to take that, and I want you to grab hold of the shirt, like both fists. And I want you to stand in the mirror, and I want you to rip that shit off of you. And I want you to release. That's your exercise. So get about six of them, because usually they come in a pack of six for like $8. And I want you to rip every single one of those T-shirts off. And they're going to be symbolic. Each time that you rip, this is a powerful ritual. Brothers, hear me out there. I want you to rip. And each time you rip, I want you to release something that is stressing you from to release it, to let go. And this is simply what you need to do. Your biggest release for you comes when you're out in nature. Now, the voice in your head, I call it the player hater. So it's like you have that good thought and you like, yeah, I could do this and this is going well and I'm going to do my thing. And then all of a sudden that voice say, nigga, sit your stupid ass down.
Yep.
You ain't finna do nothing.
Yep.
You ain't getting ready to do nothing. You're going to jack this shit all up like you always do, and it's not going to work for you. That's the player hater. So how do we quiet the player hater? We got to give the player hater something to do. You got to give the player hater something to do. So you got to have ammunition for the player hater. You already know the player hater's coming. You understand? You know it's coming for you. So, you know, you don't have to be caught off guard. You don't have to be surprised. You don't have to be in the dark with the player hater. You just have to give the player hater something to munch on, something to chew. So what I want you to do tonight is I want you to sit down, and I want you to write 8 responses to your worst response. So give us right now, Jay, live, what's the number one thing that Joe player hater constantly tells you that just throws your whole damn day off?
Wow. Let's see. Well, you know what? I'm an artist, so I guess the main thing that I hear is that no, the world will never hear your music.
Okay, so let's take that phrase. I want you, if you don't have a pen or something to write with, I want you to just hold this, definitely download this. And so your player hater says to you, the world, what does your player hater say to you?
The world will never hear your music.
The world will never hear your music. This is what I want you to say, because I'm going to give you the power phrase, and I want you to kind of jazz it up because you're a very creative brother. I want you to jazz this up with your own touch, okay? This is what you say. You're right. Tell the player hater, you're absolutely right. The world will never hear my music because the universe is going to love my music. See how you shut the player hater's gone. What are you going to say? How he gonna come back? What he gonna do?
Wow.
You're right. You're right. You're right, player hater. You're right. We not going for the world. We're going for the universe, player hater.
Wow.
So you have to come up with 8 statements, and this can be any area of your life. It could be dealing with relationships. It can be dealing with things that you're dealing with personally with yourself. It could be creative blocks that you're having. It may even be so you can walk in and go do the job you need to do that you really don't want to go to. You put all of those things in place. And when they come up, you come up with those magical statements. And as soon as it comes up, you give it back. You already prepare yourself for what you need to say. Truth of the matter is, a positive thought is far more powerful than any negative thought could ever be. So no worries. You understand? And on average, we have somewhere between 10,000 to 20,000 thoughts a day. So here's the thing that I want you to understand. You're not going to be able to you're not going to be able to control all of your thoughts. But what you got to know is that that player hater, that conscious mind, is built upon a lot of different things that is happening with you. One of the things that I see, even though you're a brother and you look like you may be just have crossed the line in your 30s or maybe close to that. How old are you, if you don't mind?
26.
Okay, so you're close to that. You're 26 years old. And here's the thing about it, JR. You're 26. You still are, in one area of your life, a very mature soul, and in another area of your life, it's almost like I'm dealing with a 10-year-old boy. Very immature. Very immature. So, being said, this is an opportunity for you to grow up. You understand?
Okay.
So you can't keep letting these thoughts turn into the boogeyman or turn into the monster within you. It's an opportunity for you to embrace this and recognize how strong your spirit is, that you have accomplished all of these things that you've done this far. And so now it's time for you to keep dreaming. That's what we're talking about here tonight, the dream world. You got to keep dreaming, because what has happened is you've caught up with your childhood dream.
Oh, wow.
And so now you're feeling like a failure because you caught up with your dream. Now you got to dream some more. So you got to go beyond the world. You got to go beyond this world as you know it. And you have to start going into the unseen world. This is all the things we talk about here on The Remix. You got to start going beyond this illusion and going into the real world. The real world, meaning from within. So now you got to get some new dreams, because you've caught up to your childhood dreams, and some of them have turned out exactly like you hope, and others have still not yet to come true. So now you got to re-dream. You got to keep dreaming and then put a plan in action. Get those 8 t-shirts. Think about those 8 things in your life that you really want to release from yourself, whatever it is. And I want you to stand in the mirror. Put that face on. You know how your brothers make that face and all the veins in your neck come out? Or sometimes when we sisters, us mamas, is talking to y'all, that vein on the side of y'all head. You know, sometimes I'm saying something to my son and that vein on the side of his head get the throbbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pull all that energy up. And then I want you to grab that t-shirt and I want you to rip all 8 of them, each one of them releasing something from you. And then take all those t-shirts, tie them up together, tie them in a circle, and either burn them safely or throw them away in the trash. That's going to be a powerful ritual. Now, for each one of those things that you release from yourself, you need to replace it with another dream, another level of those dreams that you have. So now you can give yourself purpose, because right now you don't have a purpose, because you've come face to face with those dreams. You got to keep evolving. You got to keep growing. And so we got to bring that 8-year-old boy up to speed, because he kind of lagging back there. We got to bring him up to speed. We're going to keep bringing him up to speed to where Jay is, to where you are. Bring him up to speed. I guarantee you there's a name that they used to call you that now you don't want to be called that no more, because you're growing up.
Oh, wow. I mean, you pretty much hit the spot. I mean, this was everything that I needed to hear. I mean, from just having this conversation, I feel so much better. I just feel like a load has just been lifted off my chest that I really can't express.
Oh, well, beautiful. You have to come back. You have to, you know, let us know how it's going. Let us know how you rocking the player hater and how the rip went. I want to know how that rip went. Like, you could just take pictures of the rip. I want to see the rip.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Yeah.
May I ask one more question?
Yes.
I do have one more quick question. And this is kind of like going to, I guess, like my – a little bit more personal as far as like my relationship aspect is concerned. I don't really know how to ask this, so I'm just try to kind of ask how it's on my mind. There's this particular female that I'm very interested in, but I don't feel that the energy's right. I just put it this way. I guess this is not necessarily the one I would bring home to mom. And
ooh, wait a minute.
I know, here we go.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Uh-oh.
Hit the brakes. He said not the one he would bring home to mama. I got to hear that. Let me sit up. Let me sit up, Jay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I'm going to put myself into something.
Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. This is getting
I'm
going to
put myself into something. No, I mean, I'm going to put myself into something. But, I mean, what it means is, I mean, she's beautiful, smart, funny. It's just, it's some characteristics about her that are very questionable. And I know they're very questionable. And I guess what I want to do is I want to be able to just, you know what, just shake it off and leave it alone. Be like, you know what, you cool, you go do your thing. I'll do my thing, but I still pick up the phone when she called, or you know, I still call her. And I mean, it is what it is. I'm being real.
I know you are, and I love you for it. I really do. You know, I love you for this, Jay. See, because this is the young Jay talking to us, because you know the old Jay would never tell us this.
Okay.
But listen, no. Okay, so, you know, I really pick up that you like her, though.
I do, but that's the thing about it. It's like, I guess I want to, like, save her from a lot of things that are going on with her, but it's, like, not our job to save people. And it's just...
Wait a minute. Let's not get the story twisted. No, you can't save anybody. That's true. But here's the thing that I will say to you. You can't save anybody, not in that sense. But you said you like her.
I do.
Okay, but... You said she ain't the type of girl to bring home to mama. So, you know, so that leaves one thing. See, the conversation keep going back to the vajayjay. You see, it just keeps going back there. I don't know why. Like, I should have named the show vajayjay. Yes, Esther.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
When you tell me you like her and you're telling me things about her and, you know, I'm watching your energy as it just kind of swoops around and you say, whenever she calls you, like, you cannot not take her call. Like, ooh, I got to get this girl's call. But she got some things about her that's a little questionable.
Yes, ma'am, very much so.
That's code word for she's a not so good girl.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
And here's what I want to say to you. This is not even about playing with her, but it's about playing with yourself. And if you truly liked her, see, this is what separates the boys from the men. If you truly, truly like her, you enjoy her company, and you want to be with her, then be with her. But if in the back of your mind you know that all this is going to be is a booty call every now and again, and maybe just some good times here and there, then you need to leave her alone. Because that in itself is what has put this sister in the position she's in now to have these things that are questionable, going all the way back to her daddy.
Mm. Wow. And you're right, she do have a very interesting relationship with her father.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
So, if you like her, like her. You know how I say at the end of the show, if you like it, like it. If you love it and leave a comment. If you like her, then like her. If you want to be with her and you feel like you got feelings and you want to explore them, then explore them. And be a man. Who says you can't bring her home to mama?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Blue, like I said, I feel 10 times better than what I did about 20 minutes ago, so thank you so much for taking my call. We really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Peace and love, and let us know how that goes, because we love the juicy juice up here. We do.
I definitely will. Thank you, Ms. Blue. You have a great night.
All right. All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, that was so good. Oh, I just need to. I should have just asked him, could I go and talk to her and get some. That's okay. Maybe next time. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. It's too good tonight, you guys. It's too good. 404? Okay, we're going to come back to 404 because they're not on the line. We can't hear them. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 207. 207, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 207? Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 734. Y'all don't want to come after Jay, do y'all?
Hello?
Hello, 734. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
How you doing? It's good to finally get through. I didn't want to talk to you, Ms. Blue.
Well, good, Brandon. How you been doing? How you been doing?
I've been doing great. I should say.
Okay. And,
We just chatting and chilling tonight.
Brandon, now you've been on the phone all this time, Brandon. I know you may be a little nervous, Brandon, but you know what we talked about here tonight.
I don't know why. Ever since I first met you, I always get nervous when I talk to you.
It's okay. It's okay. It happens to the best of them. Yes.
Okay. Let me try to get myself together. Okay.
Okay. All right, Brandon. I'll let you get yourself together.
Okay, well, last time we spoke, and I was kind of in a bad situation. You know, you told me to call you back when I had a good day.
Yeah.
Well, I done had a few good days now.
You sound like it. You really do. You sound like it. You sound so much better. Everybody in the chat room is saying, you know, you sound better too. You sound better. That's a beautiful thing, Brandon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot better because, you know, I've had time to be by myself and, you know, connect really with spirit, with everything around me. And I've been spending time in nature, like in the woods, just watching birds and in the trees and just you know, just living, existing with everything else.
Yeah.
I just feel good, you know. I never had that many materials, you know, like do my work or like had that much information. And one day, like a couple of days ago, I ran across a book in a thrift store. It was 50 cents. It was the name of it was like How to Become a Witch. And then you know, I know that a witch isn't just for, you know, the female, you know. So I knew it was speaking to me too. So I got the book.
Yes.
It just had a lot of things in there, like everything, like. Like last time I talked to you, I said I read up on stuff and then I just go to something else. It's like everything that I ever read upon when I became conscious is in this book and even more. So that was like a real inspiration.
I am so excited for you, Brandon. I am so excited. It does my heart well. Your energy and everything looks really, really good around you. And see what happens when you just open yourself up and just beautiful things are coming your way, and even more is going to come your way as well. Even more. Yeah.
Yes, it's a really good feeling. But you know, I still have, you know, little things that just troubling me.
Yes.
That you might can help me out with. You know, first thing I wanted to say thank you for everything you did for me. Like, every conversation we had, it always helped me out. Like, you the first conscious person I ever met. Like, you the reason that I know everything is real, and I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, you welcome. Oh, Brandon.
But yeah, I want to nip this in the bud. Like, I just, I just don't know what's wrong with me. You know, I got a lot of, like, problems. Like, I don't know, I got, like a little, like, bumps, rashes, and it's like, it just gets to me, you know, and I just don't know what it is.
You say that one more time, Brandon, for me. I didn't hear you.
I said, I just don't know what it is, and, like, what's the source, and I'd be holding on to, like, a bad energy or just...
I don't really feel any bad energy that is around you. A lot of times what happens is we have a fog veil, you know, that's in front of us. And sometimes it makes it difficult for things to be able to see clearer, you know. This was something the Bilal was just talking about recently, and self-invested as well. I do want you to know that you have all of my support on you becoming a witch, and for every sense of that word, of really walking into that. And understanding that. But the main thing I want you to know is that, you know, you feel like life has dealt you an unfair hand.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but that's not true. You understand, life didn't deal you an unfair hand. And just like with playing cards or playing spades, we can always work with what we got. You understand? You can work for where you're at and begin to start moving yourself forward. Like I was telling the other brother, you, Brandon, have to give yourself a purpose. And whether that purpose is something of finding a job, maybe going somewhere to volunteer to learn a particular trade or skill, or working in a particular area, something you have interest in. But you have to give yourself purpose, because too much of your time you spend looking at that hand. And just like if you've ever played spades, they call it sleeping. You know, you can sleep a book. And when the people are not paying attention to the cards that you put down on the table, you are winning here. But just like in the game of spades, if you don't recognize that your deuce is more powerful than maybe a king of hearts or a king of clubs, then guess what? You slept that. And they're saying it in the chat room. You're right. You study long, you study wrong. So you're getting a whole lot of things that you're winning, but you so busy looking in your hand, you're not looking at what you're putting out. So you're missing your winnings that you got.
Yeah.
So yeah, start your day, every single day, with purpose. Give yourself a purpose and start that purpose out, whether you want to say, in 3 weeks, I want to make sure I have a job. In 2 weeks, I want to make sure that I go volunteer in something that I'm interested in or want to find out more about. You have to begin to give yourself purpose.
Mm-hmm.
stop looking in your hand, because you already done laid your cards out there, baby. But now you got to see how these cards are winning. There's times where you can make a nine of clubs, can win the game if you play your cards right. You got to know how to play your cards and not just look at your cards. That ain't going to change nothing. Keep looking at your hand. It's not going to change anything. You got to really get out there and you got to work your magic. Magic is living life with a purpose. You have got to give yourself a purpose. I don't care what that purpose is. If your purpose is that you want to, by next month, be able to buy yourself three new outfits, it's a purpose. If your purpose is that you want to be able to get up and go to work and have a job so that you can buy more, get money so that you can buy more supplies and invest more into your spiritual path, it's a purpose. I'm not here to judge. If that's what you,
that's what I think about all the time.
Okay, so once again, gotta stop thinking. We gotta start doing. You got to start doing. So that means that bright early in the morning, Brandon is up, hitting the pavement, looking for a job, or Brandon is up looking for where he can go volunteer. That thrift store that you worked in, you could go in that thrift store and see if they're hiring, see if they need some help. You can begin to start working for your purpose. Give yourself purpose. Get up, get dressed, get yourself together. Become the witch doctor. Become a witch doctor, for real. Understand that. Understand and begin to recognize who you are and embrace that. Embrace it. It's so many things. So many things that you can begin to do, and just allow it to flow. Allow that energy to flow, and you'll start attracting more and more of what you want to you. More and more towards you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I will.
I know you will, Brandon. I know you will. It was so good hearing from you, and you sound amazing. And every day, you know, just know that you do have a purpose. Just keep moving, keep flowing, keep loving, and you know, give my love to the family, to Mama, everybody, and just keep on your path, and I want to hear back from you, okay? So peace and love, Brandon. Thanks for calling in. Oh, Brandon. Good to hear from him. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Lou. This is Destiny calling from Boston.
Okay, greetings. Who's calling? It's who from Boston? Did you say Bethany?
No, Destiny.
Destiny. I'm sorry. I don't know. My hearing is warped. I thought you said Bethany. I was like, okay, Bethany? Oh, this is Destiny. Okay, Destiny,
yes.
Calling from Boston. Sorry, Destiny. And we're getting a loud echo back there, Destiny.
Okay, one moment. Can you hear me now, Miss Bo?
I can. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Miss Blue. I just want to thank you for all the work that you have done, and you've helped me in so many different ways, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
And my question for you is, I just want some confirmation on my soul power. What is my soul power?
Mm. girl. did you listen to the show? You almost made me say something.
Yes, I did. The Soul Power Show.
Yes, the Soul Power. Well, you know, yes. With the Soul Power, you know, that's going to be different for every person. And our soul does have a lot of power. Let me ask you a question, Destiny. What have I helped you with? Tell me some of those things. You started out and you said that I've helped you with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, one is just working on loving more of me. I know one time I've had a reading and you told me that I had an issue with me and my body. And just loving me and my body more. I've been working out. I've been, you know, putting in that work.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
yes, Ms. Blue. also, just, I mean, that was one main thing that I've really been working on. I know the last time I had a reading with you, it was kind of hard for me and my ego, but I went back and I had to accept it and let the ego go.
Yeah, I hear I'm doing that sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I have to get in there and talk to that part of y'all. But yes.
Yeah, so, you know, that's pretty much what I have been working on with me, just loving me more, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. Well, you know, when it comes to your soul power, it's a lot of dynamics there, but I want to talk to you about a couple of things, and we'll talk about that. One of the things that is in your soul power is you want to teach. Yeah, you want to teach, and I can really see that. That's connected to your soul power. You know, one of the greatest lessons I've learned being in my physical body, being in this carnation, doing the work that I've done, is that being a student has helped me to do my work, which a part of it is teaching. Being a very good student, you know, being sort of that good student has really, really helped me. Because for me, I'd rather be in the position of the student than the teacher any day. You definitely came back to give that expression to really teach, to do that. It's in your heart to do. A big part about that, where the confusion lies, is you just don't know what.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't know what. You like, oh, I want to, I don't think I want to do that. Oh, I want to, maybe that ain't it. Oh, girl, I think I'm going to change my mind, and I'm not going to do that. So the greatest path for those who really do come back to teach, because in essence, we're all teachers. We're teachers and students at the very same time. That's the cool thing. That's the beautiful thing that we get. So everybody gets a glimpse into the world of teaching, whether we want to be there or not. We do. For you, the number one key thing is that when I get into your energy, I feel so alone. I feel like I'm walking out into the mountain and there's things shit around. I don't hear no birds. I don't hear no coyotes. I don't hear no flies. I don't hear shit. It's just like nothing.
Why is that, Miss Blue?
I was going to ask you that, Destiny. She's talking about, why is that, Ms. Book? No, why is that, Destiny?
I don't know. I don't know why you feel that.
I'm going to tell you why, because you don't let people in for real.
Go ahead, Ms. Book.
That's why.
Because you don't let people in for real. So you're on this beautiful journey, and you want to learn shit, and you want to do shit, but you don't want to let nobody in. So you're all by yourself. And then to top all off, your mama done named your ass Destiny, so you can always be reminded that your ass got some work to do. Destiny.
Oh.
So you, if you thought you forgot about what you're supposed to be doing, as soon as somebody calls your name, Destiny, you like, ah, oh, here we go with this shit again. Okay.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Miss Blue.
So you're going to have to open up, and you're going to have to, it goes beyond trust with you. It's not even that you don't trust. It's not so much that you don't trust. It's that you're afraid.
What am I afraid of? What if it's not trust?
It's not trust. It's not trust at all. No, you have a good balance with trust. Who to trust, who not to trust. You have a fairly good balance with that. You do fairly well with that. It really is about at the core, at the essence, it's about you getting credit. And you want to say, I did it. Me, Destiny, I did it by myself. All by myself. I did. No one was here to help me. I did this by myself. Now, that's why I thought it was very beautiful that you did say, Miss Blue, you did help me. And if you notice, and I know the Remix family, you know, they notice everything. When I asked you to explain how did I help you, you took a big, you had the relief, you had just open up the floodgates of hell to go in there.
Oh, this will.
It's like, oh, no, she not finna ask me. She not finna make me tell her how I helped her ass. Oh, shit. What the hell?
Oh, this will. And where does that come from, Ms. Blue? Why is it that I want to do everything on my own? Like, I feel like...
Yeah, a big part of it is...
I don't know if it's like a perfectionist.
That's a part of it here that showed up, but a lot of it is a past life. And in a particular past life, you were in an accident. You were a man in this particular past life, and your legs, oddly enough, you didn't have mobility in your legs, and so people had to do everything for you. So when you came back this time, you said, ain't nobody going to do shit for me. I'm going to do it all by myself, but that's your biggest complaint. Is you don't want to do shit by yourself, but you end up doing it by yourself.
You're absolutely right, Ms. Paul.
Yeah. So I want you to work on some affirming statements. And what I want you to do is I want you to, and you probably can find this if you Google it, because, you know, Google is our friend. Google a picture of people at an amusement park. And I want you to use that as a meditative exercise for yourself. And I want you to visualize yourself in a place with a whole bunch of people working together, or either a factory or an office or somewhere where there's a whole bunch of people and you all working together, because that makes you uncomfortable. You'd rather work by your damn self.
Okay. No, I understand this, because it's definitely an issue in my personal, professional, everything. I'm like,
yes.
You know.
That's the main thing. And so the next time we talk, Destiny, I hope that when I see you walking in this mountain, I can hear the animals. I can hear an owl. I can hear some birds chirping. I can hear something. I want to hear something and not you on this long voyage by yourself.
By myself.
So work on that to open up, but really connect it to you in your soul. And you know this. You understand. And sometimes your ego gets a little in that, but you know it is to eventually, you know, we call it teaching. You know, some people in the conscious community, they cringe on teaching. You can't say teach. Well, whatever. It's teaching, sharing, whatever, those experiences, because you have a lot of experiences that you can share, that you have learned in your life. And you'll be able to teach people about that lonely-ass walk by yourself. Yes, ma'am.
And is there a particular place that you see me teaching in, or
Oh no, I'm not gonna spoil that one for you. You gotta figure that one. Oh no!
Oh, it's blue.
I'm not gonna spoil that one for you.
Ooh. Is it good?
Yes, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Okay. And around what time do you see me entering?
Well,
you're not going to tell me that either.
That's a good question. But it all depends on how well you're going to be able to open up and to really bring this into your consciousness. At night when you go to sleep, I want you to imagine not sending love out, but really having love being sent to you from people you know, people you've been in contact with all over the world, family, friends, people who are close to you, sending you love into your heart.
Okay.
Yeah. I guarantee you wake your ass up for the first couple of nights. Like, wait, you don't start judging. Oh, I don't want him sending me no love. He can take it back. No, don't do that.
Okay.
Just let it all come in.
Just let it all come in, Ms. Bloom.
Just let it come in. Just let it come in. And things will start to open up for you, open up even more. And I guarantee you probably in about a good 15 days, you're going to say, damn it, I got it. It's going to start opening up more and more for you. Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Bloom.
All right, Destiny.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cole.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Hold the line. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 248, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Angela, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Okay, greetings to you, Angela, from Michigan. All right.
Hi. First and foremost, I'm trying to figure out some things. My first question is there a possibility that, because I've gotten readings from several different spiritualists, and they all see something really positive, and they see things, and they see money, and they see jobs, and, you know, there is nothing that has come to pass, and it's been like a year and a half, and I'm just wondering, is there a possibility that there's another me living on another dimension receiving all of this good stuff, and I'm here suffering, or, like, what's really going on?
You know what, Angela, I love you for that question, and I love you for that response, and I'm going to answer the question yes to all of that. Anything is possible. In fact, that was one of my tweets for today. Everything is possible. Absolutely everything is possible. It's possible. Now, if you want to know if it's possible, of course it's possible. But you said nothing has come to pass. Angela said not a damn thing ain't came to pass.
Nothing came through. Actually, things have gotten worse than they were before. And I'm just trying to figure out what's up with the delay, you know, with my career and then, like, with my husband's job and, you know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff, and we try to stay positive, and it's just, I don't know what's going on, so can you help me?
Yes, let's take a look. Let's take a look. This is a goodie. This is a goodie. Well, we love the juicy stuff here. We really do. I want to thank you, first of all, for calling in and definitely with your honesty and just kind of being at this point. You know, two things that's going on, and I'm gonna just tell you immediately what I'm picking up. Recently, and I'll say within the last year or so, did you guys recently move?
No, but we're going to be moving. But the thing is, we really don't have a plan, and we really don't want to. It's so much stuff.
Hold on. That's cool. Okay. That's cool. Okay, because I don't know why I seen that maybe in the last 12 months that you guys moved, or there was some sort of move or some sort of shift, or I don't know, someone joined the family, something came in, maybe some furniture or something that was somewhere else or something.
And that's what I'm saying.
We'll figure it out. We'll hold that with the move there. And I do see this as something in the past. Wait, what about 3 years ago? Did you guys move 3 years ago?
No, we didn't.
Nothing moved. Nothing changed. Nothing moved.
Nothing at all.
Something moved. This is what I want you to do. I want you to take really good notes for me. Okay, I want you to go back, and I want you to download it, and I want you to listen to the show. Because something moved. I don't know if you guys moved some furniture out, moved some new things in, something came in, something was either given or something you guys had, something in the course of between the last 3 years, something moved, something major that you would know moved in your sacred space, something.
Wow. Wow, now that's really deep when something like that happens and you're not aware of it, because that's making me wonder about myself to know that something major happened like that and we didn't notice it.
Well, you notice it, but you're looking too much external. So I'm trying to get you to kind of calm your energy a little bit so you can start to go back and reflect, you see. And I don't even want you to stay there, because just when you figure it out, you can either call back in or you can shoot me an email and say, you know what? Now that I think about it, we got a new refrigerator. Or now that I think about it, we got a new couch or mattress or blah, 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 blah. Something moved.
Okay.
So that's what I want you to think about. Or somebody gave me something. Now that I think about it, or we gave something to someone, something moved. Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing, and I want to talk about you first, because your husband's not on the line, but I want to talk about you first and why things are not moving. Because what happened is you are literally, you're kind of in a holding space right now.
Okay.
And in this holding space, you are the observer. It's almost as if you're somebody sitting on the couch watching your life. And you're sitting on the couch watching your life as if you are not participating in it. Literally, you have removed yourself from your life.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So you're watching your life like it's a movie, and you got popcorn going, girl. Are they going to call her for a job? No, girl, they ain't call her. Are they going to call her husband? Oh, hell no. Girl, they ain't call her. Girl, I can't wait to see what's going to happen tomorrow. That's what you're saying. You've actually turned this, and I must say, because your energy is still beautiful, I must say you have turned losing into a fucking game.
Wow.
You've turned it into a game. So when people ask you, they like, girl, Angela, tell me, girl. Girl, hell no, we ain't got no job yet. Girl, we don't even know what we're going to do next. You done made it a game. It's a game. And people literally, have bought into the game. They're calling up to find out what's the next episode.
Wow.
Do you understand where I'm going with this? Because you literally brought this energy and you literally get your high to keep going off of making fun out of where you're at and what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are asking you, have you made it? Girl, I don't know how we making it. Girl, I don't even know how we making it. We just making it. So you literally have created magic in losing in your life. It's
wow.
Still working. It's still working. If you were to go back and try to figure out where y'all getting money for this, you don't even know where the money coming from. It's just showing the fuck up. It's just, hey, we just figured it out.
That's crazy. Oh, that is really crazy. I don't know how that happened.
Well, it's sort of a built-in mechanism that those of us who have melanin inside of us, we can do. See, when the whole economy was talking about crashing and falling under, this was something Brother Bobby Hemming often talked about. It's not going to stress us because we used to dealing with hard times. We used to be dealing with the bottom of the deck. We're used to not getting things that we need. We're used to that. That's not nothing that's going to traumatize us. We're used to being unemployed. We're used to getting doors closed in our face. We're used to not having what we need and making it work.
Mm.
We're used to that. That's not anything that we're not, the unemployment rate going up, and we're used to that. We're the ones that helped America and helped the world get out of depression. If you go into any countries that has had a recession or a depression, it was the melanin people who helped them figure out how the hell to get out and how to survive during those times.
Yeah.
We're used to that.
Yeah, we did.
So the first thing you have to do is you have to stop being an observer in your life, and you have to go back into the director's chair and know that you are the one directing your life. So the question for you, Angela, is why you needed this break? Because you are enjoying it.
That's crazy because I am not enjoying it.
Yes, you are. You're enjoying it. You're enjoying it so much that you've made it into a game. You've learned how to manifest this, more of this energy. So the first thing you have to do is stop. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to promise you money is coming. Even if I see money coming, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you a job is coming. You know why? Because you are sitting back as an observer and you're trying to figure out who's going to invest in this movie. Well, not I, but I will invest in you, but not the movie. I'm not interested in your story. Only work. So the first thing that you have to do is really recognize and take into your heart and not your mind what I'm telling you.
Okay.
And then I want you to sit and I want you to begin to think, because, yes, there is some energy about moving coming up, but you guys don't have a plan. But, hell, you ain't got a plan now. So what are you saying? You don't have a plan now. What's the plan? What's the plan? We got to stop looking at our lives as a game, because it's not. It really is about work, and it is about, okay, playtime is over. So if it was a game, playtime is over, and now it's time to get back to work. And so this is about this is about you deciding as a family how you're going to do this. how you're going to be able to work your way out of this. How are you going to do this? You're looking for a job. Well, if the job does not come to you, then you have to change your focus and create your own job. What do you do? What is it that you do, Angela?
I'm an herbalist. So I'm working on my business, but we still are trying to have enough money in order, because you have to invest in certain things. So
Wait a minute. Are you telling me or are you asking?
No, I thought you asked me what did I do.
Yeah, I asked you what you did, not what you got to invest in. What do you do?
What I'm trying to understand your question, like.
Yeah, what do you do? You're an herbalist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I help people. I speak. I go places. I speak. But I do a lot of community work and volunteer work that I'm really not getting paid for, but I am giving back. So I am doing things, and I am studying, and I do study. But I just didn't see the other things coming to pass. So I just was wondering what was the hold up on that.
Well, I can't speak to what anybody else told you, but I can speak to and stand behind my readings. And if you've listened to the remix even more than once, they're tried and tested. And I do stand behind what I say, what I pick up. What I want to tell you is this. So you're herbalists that don't make money. That's what you're telling me.
At this point right now.
If you're an herbalist that does not make money, then the number one thing that you have to do is to recognize where you're out of balance as an herbalist. Where are you out of balance? Because all money is energy. So how come you're not able to create energy through your work? I do a lot of volunteer work. This is volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday, every Sunday, every Saturday, I do hours and hours and hours and hours of volunteer work. And I also generate income.
Okay.
So why do you feel that you're not good enough to generate your own funds? Why do you feel that?
I don't feel that I'm good enough. I'm still preparing. I'm still getting
preparing,
because no one wants to step out and look crazy. You know, you don't want to just go, "Oh yes, I'm a master herbalist and this is, you know, I'm studying," and I'm doing that. But.
Hold on. This ain't about being no master.
Mm-hmm.
This is about doing your work. Who said you had to be a master? You said you're volunteering, so you're telling me that you're giving to people something you're not confident in? You're helping people?
No, I'm very.
If you're very
confident in it,
then you're good enough to step out and start doing your work, and people will give you what you're worth. There's no way that you're going to tell me that you're not good enough to step out there, but you're volunteering. There should be no separation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a master. How did a master become a master? He just woke up. He did a Beyonce. I woke up like this. A master? How he become a master?
No, he didn't do that.
How did he become a master? How did that happen? You got to start looking at your life as if you are creating your life and not that you're free-falling somewhere else. Okay.
Have to turn it around.
Mm-hmm. You've got to do that. You've got to begin to start taking yourself and get out of the observer's position and putting yourself in the God position. And if you can't do that, then you won't create anything. And you can go to any reader on the planet. You can talk to the person at the highest mountain and at the lowest point, and they will tell you and fill you up with a whole lot of bullshit. But at the end of the day, if you don't get out here and you don't do your work, nobody's going to give you anything. It doesn't work that way. So I want you to listen with your heart. You called in because you don't want the situation to be the same. So I'm telling you the formula that you can do, because you're an herbalist, so you understand how to deal with formulas and you understand about the alchemical process that has to happen. So I know you're going to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
And that work is that you sit down and you take those components that's inside your family and you mix them up like you mixing up your powerful, most powerful potion. And then you get out there and you start to do your work and you put a price. Anytime that there is something that is priceless, it must have a price list. You still do your volunteer work. I think that's important. I'm a very big giver. I even give to those who do not need to receive. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? And don't look for anything in return. Absolutely nothing. So I want you to begin to start doing your work for real. It's time for you to come out of the position of the observer, and it's time for you to step into your rightful position and to start to do your work. And when you start to move forward, I promise you, and I bet everything on this, and you can come back and tell me when it happens, you will see everything turn around for you, your man, and your family. But you can't sit back, my sister, and think all of this shit is just going to fall into your lap, because it's not. You got to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
so
I'm just...
You said you're just
Yep, that's the same thing. Everything that you said is right with, you know, what I was thinking. And it's just, you know...
No, you wasn't thinking that. But you wasn't thinking that, because you would have did it. So I want you to do it. You wasn't thinking that. You wasn't thinking it. Be honest, because that's going to help you get out of this, too. You wasn't thinking that. That's why you called in. That's why you didn't say it. Be honest. Be honest, and you will be able to turn this shit around and come back and tell me some shit that I can give to my listeners that are listening out here to help them. You're an herbalist. You're in that position, and it takes a lot of work to get there. And so now it's time for you to go to the next level in your work. All right. Peace and love to you, my
sister. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. All right, you guys. We still have like 29 minutes left to go in the form. Got some great callers coming on, some great conversation in the chat room. Great conversation. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Call in. Press 1. That's right. Press 1. That's what you do. Let me know who you are and press 1, and we could talk about it. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is Curtis from Mississippi.
Okay, greetings, Curtis, from Mississippi.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got through tonight.
Yeah, I came in a little late, so I don't exactly know what your topic is.
Oh, Curtis, you know enough. You pressed it. You pressed it.
Well, I called just to, about a follow-up from when you gave me a reading the last time I called. That was a couple of months ago. I got in touch with my spirit guide. It was kind of funny how it happened. I was, you know, I do my meditations at night, you know, and this particular time I had got in my room, was getting ready to meditate, and I just fell asleep. And when I woke up, it was 12:30. I said, well, I just try it again, you know, next time. But the strange thing is, when I got in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep. Some kept telling me, get up and go meditate. I said, no, I got to work in the morning. Some said, get up and go meditate. And for about 2.5 hours, I couldn't go to sleep. And I said, okay, well, I'll go meditate since you want to tell me to go meditate. So, I started meditating, and as soon as I got into my meditation, I saw my spirit guide. He was up in my face, just like someone covered my face with their hand. That's just how close he was. He wanted me to know how he looked. And I said to him, I said, well, can you stand back a little bit so I can, you know, see your whole body or whatever? He didn't step back that much, but he stepped back and he turned his head, and I saw his profile, and he had dreads. And I said, wait a minute, why is he showing me these dreads?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered something that Bobby Hemmett said, that the history of dreadlocks, that a lot of the Northwest Africans who was the warrior class wore dreadlocks. And I kind of make the connection between that this is a warrior guy and this is a guy who's going to, who's my spirit guy and he helped me and so forth. So that was basically what it was. But just after that, I got kind of sick and hadn't really gotten to the groove yet. But I just wanted to call you and let you know that I hadn't forgot what you said. But that's what I called for, just to let you know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It sounds like you are definitely moving forward and doing your work, and it's working out very beautiful for you. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of having a little problems now with my meditation, but it's just a little bit harder now, but I'm still working on it, so forth. I'm just doing a lot of reading and, you know, just getting a lot of information, so forth.
Yeah, and what are you trying to accomplish? Tell me what your main goal is that you're trying to accomplish. Share that with us.
You know, that's something I've been thinking about myself. I don't know if I told you last time that I'm a Baptist minister. And
No, but I see Jesus all around you, baby, so it's all good. I'm not lying. Y'all think I'm lying. I see Jesus all around him, so it's all good.
Okay, all right. I don't exactly know for certain where
right.
I want to take this.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's the right word to say because I don't know exactly where I want to take it, but I think I want to be a magician. That's
okay.
what I think. That's mm-hmm. what I think. It may turn out to be something else, mm-hmm. but right now as I'm just getting into it. That's what I think I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, the beautiful thing is we all get to be whatever we choose. And, you know, that really is for you to decide however you define that word, however you define that. That is that's up to you. And that's the beautiful thing. Whatever you mm-hmm. decide to do. You know, mm-hmm. if you, you know, I would say don't get caught with titles, you know, because at the end of the day, whether you call yourself a pastor or a magician, it's still a title. Mm-hmm. That's not who you are. And really a big part of the quest, the search, and I don't care what school of thought or where you come from or what background, it is about finding out who you are.
Right, right.
You understand? Because there's been pastors since the beginning of time. There's been magicians since the beginning of time. All existed. But what has stand the test of time is the spirit, because that lives forever. You understand?
Right.
I would say don't get wrapped up in a title. Don't try to be anything other than that. You can encompass whatever you want. At the end of the day, if you want to call yourself that, that still will be your choice. But really try to get to know what's inside of you, who you really are, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying now. Even when I was growing up, I played sports in college and so forth, and people used to always ask me, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? I
mm-hmm.
had no idea.
And sometimes that's the best thing. That's the best thing, to have no idea, because you can continuously keep learning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you this question now. What's your definition of a magician?
Someone who just worked with the spirit world. I guess I'm not exactly certain.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing I'll say, what was your name again?
Curtis,
one thing I'll say, Curtis, you're a very intelligent brother, and I just can't see you calling yourself something that you don't know what it is. Now, I see you doing a lot of things, but that I don't see you doing. I don't see you just calling yourself something and then saying you don't have a clear definition about what it is you're calling yourself.
Like I said, I'm still learning. I'm still trying to understand.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's almost like elementary school understanding.
Uh-huh.
That has nothing to do with any of this. I would strongly suggest that you put some energy into understanding what grounds you. What grounds you? How do you ground yourself?
Oh, I would say... getting to the real essence of things.
That grounds you to get to the real essence of things?
Because I want to know everything.
But
I'm trying to know everything.
Here's the thing. You won't know everything. So let's go ahead and give that gig up. You're not. How long have you been a pastor, may I ask you? About 10 years?
I'm not a pastor. I don't pastor church. I'm just a minister who don't pastor.
Oh, You're, oh, okay. I thought you said you were a pastor. You're a minister. So how
right.
long have you been a minister?
For a little over 20 years.
Okay. 19, 20 years. Okay. So didn't you get to the truth of that? Do you feel you got to the truth of that?
Oh, you mean in my ministry, you mean?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm still doing a lot of studying about the Bible and about Jesus Christ and so forth. I'm doing a whole lot of studying.
So you're still doing a whole lot of studying on that. And if it took you 20 years to get to this point, just being a minister, then how do you think you're going to learn everything? And what does everything consist of?
Yeah. I think I know where you're I think I know where you're going.
Tell me where I'm going, Curtis. Tell me where. Where am I going?
You crazy.
I am, for real. Where are we going? Where are we going?
Sometimes I put my foot in my mouth and I say I want to know everything, but I realistically, I know I don't want to know everything, but, it's as much as I can.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a secret, and I'm going to share it. It's about 2 million people who listen to the remix. I'm going to share this secret with you and, of course, everybody else listening, too. Most of them know the secret, so it's not a secret to them, if that makes sense. It'll be a secret to you. As Brother Bilal says, it's only a secret until you tell it, and then after that, you know it's not a secret anymore. So for half the people listening, it is a secret, but for you, it won't be a secret, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Check this out. I'm going to tell you how you can know everything. You ready?
All right.
Get to know you, and you'll know everything. That's how you get to know everything. When you get to know who you are, who Curtis is, you get to know everything. You're not learning nothing because you're trying to learn everything but Curtis.
Okay. All right. I can deal with that.
That's why it's not working. That's why it's challenging. You got to get to know you, and you got to begin to do this from where your spirit is feeding you, not your mind, because your mind can only take you so far. That your mind can only take you so far. And so I welcome you on your journey and thankful for you to listen into the remix and glad that you're getting inspiration and all of those things from it. But really start to get to know you and let that be sort of your guiding grace of where you go next. Whatever world you try to go into, whether it's the dream world here or whether it's the other dream world in the underworld, it doesn't matter. You understand? So whatever you choose to do, if you want to play with your spirit guides or play with Jesus, go do it. But get to know who you are in the process. And most importantly, find out what grounds you. Because getting to know or getting to the bottom of everybody else's shit is not going to ground you. The greatest lesson that our ancestors left for us, and this is still written on the temple walls, it is know thyself. Not know thy books, not know thy magicians, not know thy Jesus, not know thy sister, not know thy mother, but know thyself. So, it's not even a secret. It's not even a secret anymore because it's been here for thousands upon thousands of years. But you're not going to get to where you're going if you keep living an external life, you have to go within. You have to. Yeah. That's what brought you here. So go back there. Visit that place from within. Yeah. And keep letting us know how it's going for you. And I wish you nothing but peace and love. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. We're always good to talk to you.
Likewise, likewise. We got us a minister in the house, y'all.
There you go. I get crazy again.
Blessings, curse. Y'all, we got us a minister up in the house, y'all. We got us a full-fledged 20-year-old, 20 years in practice minister up in the building. It won't be the first time, and we welcome everybody. That's what's so beautiful about the Remix family. I remember the first time I did a reading for a pastor, for a minister, and I was about to start talking, and all of a sudden something tapped me and said, wait a minute. This is a man of the cloth. I said, what kind of cloth? A Ralph Lauren washcloth? What cloth? Of the cloth. And it was a beautiful experience. So that's what I love, because we can all learn from everyone. And each one of us brings so much to the table when we come to the Remix, from all walks of life, all schools of thought, from all different places and all different things. And it's just some amazing shit to see. Oops. Sorry, Curtis. Had to say shit, but just some amazing stuff, just amazing. Okay, we're going to keep going. We have 11 minutes left to go until we get ready to go to the after hours. And wow, look at all of y'all on the damn phone lines. What's really going on here? I'm going to have to jump around. I'm going to have to do that song, jump around. Jump around, or however it goes. Jump around, jump around, jump around. I'm going to have to jump around and pick somebody here to go to the phone lines to next. Let's see, calling in from area code 313. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Rochelle from Detroit.
Okay, greetings, Rochelle from Detroit, Motor City.
I'm enjoying you tonight. I've been in and out of the phone call because it keeps dropping and then somebody calls. But anyway, I was calling to see if you could assist me in seeing what I don't want to see.
Okay.
I talked to you back I think it was back in October when I started a relationship, being intimate with someone that I had been knowing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still going on. But lately, I wanted to, I don't know, it's like one of those things where you just don't know where it's going. And I get scared, like, okay, you know, when is the little shoe going to drop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, should I say something or should I just go with the flow? I mean, it's just really just intimacy. That's pretty much, you know, the gist of it. But it's different because I'm more free. This is the first time I've been really, really free in an intimate relationship. This is like the most free relationship I've ever been in. And
so
I'm just like, okay.
Code word for you've been getting a little freaky. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yes, Emily Post, yes, Code of Ethics, yes, etiquette rather.
Oh, that's beautiful, that's beautiful. I will say your energy is really beautiful. Do you have me on speaker?
Oh, no.
I keep
but I am on a cell phone. So.
Are you? I don't know if that's it. Do you have an earpiece in or something?
No, hold on. Let me push speaker and then push it again. Hold on.
Yes, let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you've been, that's better. If it, you know, tonight is just everything is led back to the vajayjay. Even with the brother Curtis, I wanted to tell him, just get you some good vajayjay and you'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm just.
You'll be good. Right.
You'll go into a serious meditative state. But anyway, no. For real. Okay, let me stop. All right, so, okay, so go on. We were talking about the relationship, and you said you're just waiting for the foot to drop. You're waiting for him to say that he's moving on. What you waiting on?
Yeah, I'm just scared, you know, like it's not going to develop into anything other than what we're doing. And I'm at an age where I do want to settle down. I mean, I'm 5 years from 50, and it's like, come on.
Yeah, so, yeah, mm-hmm. I feel you on that, girlfriend. Okay, so here's the thing, though. You guys have not, you haven't been dating long. This is the one thing that I see, is that you guys have not been dating. You've been dating, what, 7 months, 8 months? What is it?
We've been dating about 7 months. I've been knowing him about 15 years.
Yeah, but knowing somebody and dating their ass is completely different.
Right. And it hasn't been a lot of dating. You know, it's, you know, one at a time, it hasn't been a lot of going out. There's been a lot of going in.
Yeah. We see that. You know. We see that.
Oh, yeah, you see that, right. So, okay, that's enough for me.
A lot of a JJ going on. Well, here's the main thing to do, and I will say this. Do not be afraid to say what's in your heart. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to say, hey, look, you know, we've been kind of seeing each other. What are we doing here? Are we dating? You know, are we seeing each other exclusively? You know, what is this? You know, have that conversation with him. If you want, I could talk to him and see what he says. You want me to talk to him?
Sure.
Okay. So all I need is his first name.
Okay, John.
John. Mm-hmm. Okay. And tell me your name again one more time.
Well, my first name is Debbie, but, you know, I use
Debbie.
My name is Debbie. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Debbie. All right, so let's talk to John. My name is Blue, and I'm a friend of Debbie's, and I just kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit and just kind of figure out what's going on between you two. Okay, all right. He's sleeping right now. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's fine. That's fine that you're trying to get some rest and everything. So the number one thing I want to ask is, like, you guys have kind of been knowing each other for, like, about a couple of years, you know, off and on, 15 years, y'all kind of know each other and everything. So, so what's the deal? I mean, you've been coming over, getting the good goods. What's your intentions? What's really going on, you know? Really? Okay. All right. So John says that he really, really like you, and he is super attracted to you. He thinks you are so sexy, and you look as good as you did back in the day. Has he told you that?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So you know I'm telling the truth, girl. Hold on. Let's ask him.
Yeah.
Well, John, let's get down to some really serious things. So what is your intention? Is this just something for you to pass the time away, or are you really serious? Okay. Okay. Okay, so what he's telling me is that he was kind of coming out of a relationship when you two kind of linked back up. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And he said, you know, he's kind of still in between the two of you. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Well, he's still kind of in between, even though his heart is really with you. He doesn't want to rush into anything because he feels like in the past and his past okay. Was he married before?
No.
But stayed in a very long relationship before, though. He had a long-term relationship before.
Yeah, it wasn't too long, I don't think.
Well, he says that, you know, he was kind of in a long-term relationship where they were kind of living together and doing the whole thing. And you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so here we go.
They were living together.
They were living together and everything, and then, you know, things kind of started to go, you know, a little kind of astray, and he doesn't want to rush and put that on because he kind of gets the feeling that you want him to move in with you. Is that true?
Sometimes I wouldn't mind.
And he feels that.
It's not in the forefront.
Yeah, he says that he's just not in a stable enough place. He wants to get a little bit more stable with what he does and his funds and work so that he can support a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So he said he's really not holding back. His only thing is he doesn't really want you to find out that he's not as great as you think he is right now, because he's still in the process of trying to get himself back together and get his financial things back in order for himself and really kind of, you know, get his life back together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so anything else you want me to ask John while he's just so willingly giving up the goods? Something else you want me to ask him?
Probably after I hang up, I'll think of something. everything you're saying is just coming through real clear.
Yeah. But let me ask him. But he really, really, really likes you. He has a lot of respect for you. The one thing he wants you to do is he wants you to step up and be more of a woman, because he kind of likes a woman that takes charge.
Oh, okay.
So you need to do more of that. You need to start doing more things and, you know, kind of, you know, helping him get things in order, because he's real bad with money, girl. So if you get with him, know that nigga, don't give him a dollar, girl. He ain't going to he can't save a dime, girl. He bad with money. He said he's very bad with money. So you're going to have to try to help him with that. And you know a lot of things, and he wants you to step up and really kind of introduce him to some of those finer things in life that he doesn't know about.
Okay. Well, I need to get my finances. I need to step up with myself.
Well, you're in a better position than him, he says. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, John, thank you.
Okay.
It was so cool to see you. You're kind of a sexy brother there. I see you laying on the couch and stuff. It's all good. You know, it was good talking to you. Yeah, we're going to go. So there you go. We just had a conversation with John.
You are something else, lady. That's all I can say. Wish I'd have met you 20 years ago. But
hell,
I guess everything is perfect.
20 years ago.
Everything is perfect timing, though, I guess. Everything is perfect timing.
It is. It is.
You know, when the student is ready, you show up. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And, yeah, good luck with John. And just kind of working with him, girl, because he's looking for you to lead him. He wants that support from you. He looks to you as a strong sister that you are. So, yeah, that makes it good for him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to step into that goddess stuff you talk about, because a lot of times I don't feel like I'm, you know, can step into that strong woman role. I feel like a little girl a lot of times, so I need to
And it's okay. It's okay to play little girl sometimes, and men like that. Mm-hmm. They like that side too.
Mm-hmm.
They also like when you can step up and really just kind of be more open about what you're doing and steps you're taking in your life to get your stuff in order and for him. And maybe you can make a suggestion that you guys plan to save for a vacation, to go somewhere away. It doesn't even have to be far. It could be somewhere in your state, but to go see something and you guys plan, like, kind of lead that, you know, kind of lead the forefront on that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Miss Blue. Well, it was a pleasure as usual.
Likewise.
Okay. Well, I will holla at you.
Yeah, let us know how it goes with you and Sexy John. Yeah, y'all keep it
going.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Peace and love. Well, you guys, well, we are in the after hours. I didn't even get a chance to close out. I was, you know, hanging out with John and hanging out with the sister there. I didn't even get a chance to close you guys out. But I want to say this. I see so many of you still on the phone lines. We're in the after hours. I definitely want you guys to download. And OT, you crazy. Oh, my gosh, I just seen something in the chat room. I had to laugh. Okay, so I want you guys to definitely download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook. I want you to love it, you know, love it on iTunes. Go get the Remix app for those of you. It was a gift from the Remix family. So go get the Remix app and definitely go download it and download the show and show some love and leave some comments. I'd love to hear what you guys thought about tonight. We had lots of fun here talking about the dream world with me, your host, of course, Miss Blue. And it was just so fun. You guys brought amazing energy here tonight. And I can't wait for us to get back together next week. Because it's going to just be so much fun as well. See you guys in Self-Invested as well. And I got some things coming up for y'all. Ooh-wee. You know what I'm saying? I got some things. I got some things coming up for y'all, so you'll get to hear about it. Go click on the Remix Radio page and click like, because that's where most of the news drops all the time. I want to say thank you and love to all of you guys out there, seen and unseen, that's listening into the show, that has supported the platform. Peace and love to each and every one of you. And I'm going to finish the rest of In the Dark, that's what I call it. Y'all want to hear that as we close out tonight? You think I should play it again? Play that little tidbit for those of you who didn't hear it at the beginning of the show. I'm kind of playing around in the Kundalini Lab a little bit there, and I'm going to play it again. And don't worry, the rest is coming, part two. So much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to all of you guys out there all over the world listening in to the Remix. Big love to you guys, and here we go. And don't worry, I'm going to finish this, I promise. I'm going to finish this, and then I'll play the rest of it, and you guys can hear this whole story. Until then, you know, welcome to the dream world, everybody. Keep it live. Keep it remixed. Peace and love. Okay. So I was laying in bed, right? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something just shook me and said, "Wake up, girl. Wake your ass up. Get up." I opened my eyes, and all I seen was darkness. That was it. I went to go reach to kind of get myself situated in the bed, you know, kind of position myself to get up, and I couldn't feel the bed. There was nothing there. So immediately I went to go stand up, and as I'm standing up, I'm not feeling the ground. I'm taking my hands and I'm covering my eyes to try to figure out where the hell am I. So, I open my eyes. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that I've been thrust or thrown or taken into a different portal or being somewhere else, but this was different. I mean, everything about this was different. Like, I went to bed and I was laying in my bed, but now, where am I? So I looked around everywhere. There was nothing there. I couldn't see anything. I mean, completely darkness. I'm talking about pitch black dark. I couldn't see anything. So I said, "Okay. All right, girl, get yourself together. Come on now. Use your internal senses to figure out where the hell are you?" I looked around everywhere. Couldn't see anything. I couldn't feel my nightstand. Absolutely nothing. There was nothing there. So, all of a sudden, I hear somebody calling my name. So I hear, Blue. Blue. I'm looking around. I still don't see shit. Like, I don't see nothing. And then all of a sudden, this light starts to shine. So I look towards the light. And, you know, I kind of had a flash, and I went back to kind of when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I used to have these dreams about the light and, you know, people coming to my window at night trying to get me to go with them, and I remember my mother saying, whatever you do, you never go towards the light. But I'm thinking to myself, that's bullshit, because I've learned since then, you know? I'm fucking Miss Blue, you know? I understand what the light is. So I gather everything I have, and I start to walk towards the light. Now, I'm walking towards the light, but I can't even feel the ground I'm walking on. So am I really walking, floating? I don't know what the hell is going on. And I keep going towards the light. Get closer and closer. Now, as I get closer and closer to the light, all of a sudden, all right, you guys. Well, that's part one of that. And don't worry, I will do the rest. And don't forget, if you like it over on Facebook, like it over on Twitter. I see Danielle is over on Twitter doing her thing with the rest of you guys over there. If you like it on Facebook, download it on iTunes. Leave a comment. If you love it, leave a comment. On Facebook, leave a comment. On iTunes, leave a comment. On Twitter, leave a comment everywhere. And until next time, everyone, peace and love. Much love, Warren Spirit. And see you guys next week in the remix. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love.